COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. Feel free to check out our official Twitter account at icsativapod. You can also find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Public, TuneIn, Stitcher, and the Google Play Music Store. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this project in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you are feeling extra generous.
Breaking. So, the mayor of Denver is announcing that liquor stores and adult use dispensaries are going to close in Denver until mid-April. So I'm going to read this short article from the Denver Post, and then what the current policy is with regards to the rest of the dispensaries from a Westword article. So this will be sort of a two-parter. So let's read this article, or this news brief from Denver Post about what the mayor of Denver has said. So, liquor stores, recreational dispensaries to close in Denver until mid-April. Mayor Michael Hancock announced the closure, which begins March 24th at 5 p.m. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock on Monday ordered residents to stay in their homes and announced that non-essential businesses such as liquor stores and recreational marijuana dispensaries would close across the city starting Tuesday. The closure, which takes effect at 5 p.m. Tuesday and continues through April 10th, restaurants and bars will still be able to sell their alcohol, including wine, beer, and cocktails, following executive order from Governor Jared Polis on Friday. Restaurants and bars offering food and drinks for takeout or delivery are considered essential businesses and will remain open for those services, Hancock clarified during his press conference on Monday. Even though liquor stores remain open alongside essential businesses in other states in Denver, they will close. We do not have them listed as essential, Hancock says of liquor stores. As much as I may think they're essential for me, they're not essential for everyone. The reality is that we do not see that as an essential service. He told Denverites to stock up on alcohol and recreational marijuana if they need to. Okay, so now to the next part of the episode. So here's sort of the statewide policy. I'm going to read the articles from Westword. Police orders social distancing within stores and amped up sanitation measures at dispensaries. Some store owners are hopeful that the new marijuana delivery permits will be fast-tracked at the state and the local level to to further limit human interaction at marijuana stores. So far, only one dispensary in the state has such a permit. Native Roots Dandelion Store in Boulder, which already have a decades-old defunct law on the books allowing for delivery after the Colorado legislature passed a law allowing delivery in municipalities that approved it. Native Roots was able to apply for a state permit. Right now, Denver would have to approve the delivery, in order for dispensaries in the Mile High City to apply for a state permit to start delivery. End of article. And the article was written by Thomas Mitchell. So there you have it, folks. All of this is just sort of proving that states didn't really need these bans to begin with or whatever. And, I mean, we definitely need that in times of this pandemic. The less contact that people can have, the better. And this needs to be more commonplace during this pandemic, and it needs to be more commonplace and more accepted when this pandemic inevitably ends. But all of this is just proving how arbitrary a lot of the rules that we put in place for cannabis in medical states and in adult use states are, because they are. But we're glad that common sense is prevailing in many of these states. So don't want to keep this long. Hope you guys got a lot out of it, and stay safe, everyone. Peace.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And if you're in Northeast New England and you're in Eastern Massachusetts especially, or Southern New Hampshire or Southern Maine, then you can get some great and inexpensive CBD flower delivered directly to your door very quickly. And you can do this by going to https://shop.bostonhempire.com/REF=D Scotland. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
Order allows dispensary curbside delivery, remote MMJ visits. Executive's order issued by Governor Jared Polis on March 20th will temporarily allow curbside delivery at marijuana dispensaries, but also permit doctors to issue medical marijuana cards remotely. Both orders were made in a statewide effort to limit the impact of coronavirus, according to police, and are set to run through mid-April. While pre-ordering marijuana products that you later pay for at a dispensary is already legal in Colorado, something that many pot shops have suggested customers do to avoid interaction during the virus spread, paying for orders online, then picking them up curbside, was not allowed until Polis' new executive order. Quote, I temporarily suspended the prohibition on retail marijuana store online sales to facilitate pickup by customers 21 years of age and older in a manner consistent with social distancing guidelines promulgated by the State Department of Public Health and the Environment. Police executive order reads, to be clear, this order does not affect sales inside dispensaries, which are still allowed to be open, but this Chick-fil-A style drive-up service for dispensary orders will be allowed until April 18th to encourage Coloradans to adhere to guidelines from the Center of Disease Control and Prevention that suggest that people stay at least 6 feet away from each other while in public. How these payments will be processed is still being determined, according to sources close to the situation. Although largely a cash-only business, because the plant's federal prohibition scares off most banks and credit card companies, there's some hope within the industry that debit cards can be used online to facilitate orders and cut down on cash exchanging hands. In the same list of executive orders, Polis also lifted a rule requiring physical examinations for the issuance of medical marijuana cards to prevent exposure of COVID-19 among medical professionals and medical marijuana patients. According to the edict, because medical marijuana visits and examinations are banned from being conducted via telemedicine. I mean, all this is just revealing how tyrannical most states are. Like, there's no reason why there should have been the ban pre-pandemic. But we're seeing, I mean, my state has lifted sort of the, has allowed for more sort of telemedicine because of this. And a lot of other states are doing it too. In Colorado, as we're seeing, they're lifting the bans. But it just proves that we didn't really need them to begin with. They were all arbitrary, if you really think about it. Police also lifted a rule requiring physical examinations for the issuance of medical marijuana cards to prevent the exposure of COVID-19 among medical professionals and medical marijuana patients, according to the edict. Because medical marijuana visits and examinations are banned from being conducted via telemedicine, any patient visit to apply or renew a medical marijuana card had to be done in person. Now these evaluations can be done remotely, at least until April 18th. Quote, we see quite a few immunocompromised patients, whether they're taking steroids for a autoimmune disorder, they have cancer, or are just elderly. They are the same people the coronavirus wants to attack. Medical marijuana physician Dr. Peter Pryor had told Westword when urging for this change. As an emergency medicine doctor, I just figure I'm going to get this. But telemedicine could protect me from getting it and protect me from spreading it if I do get it and protect my patients from getting it. On top of such safety measures as curbside delivery, increased safety.